So the TSA has released their top 10 catches. And when they call them catches, they mean like things that they've caught people having either on their person or in their luggage. You know, TSA goes through your stuff all the time as you go through whatever. So here are their top 10 catches that so far of this year.
That you can't bring on a plane.
Right. Stuff that you're not allowed to bring on a plane. When I tell you what they are, it'll be obvious.
Okay.
Some of them are pretty obvious. Number 10 is a slingshot.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently you can't. First of all, who has a slingshot other than Bart Simpson? It's weird that anybody would have a slingshot.
People hunt with that. I mean, that's a hunting tool.
Well, that's probably why they're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't have a slingshot, apparently. So that's one of their catches. Knives that somebody hid in a book. That's impressive. They did the hollowed out book thing and hid some knives in there.
Yeah, the x-ray machine can see that.
Right. Yeah, obviously.
So.
Number 8 on the list is a bundle of Roman candles. What were you thinking bringing Roman candles on a plane to begin with?
Well, maybe you're in a state that sells Roman candles and you're going to a state that doesn't have Roman candles. So you're bringing some home.
Okay, you drive them. You don't do it on a plane. You don't bring them. You can't. I don't even care what state you're in. You're not allowed to bring Roman candles on an airplane. Number 7 is a working grenade, like a hand grenade.
No.
Somebody brought a hand grenade. They didn't pull the pin, but they had the hand grenade.
No. Well, you just forget about that? You just, oh, damn it. I forgot I had that in there. I mean, really?
Yeah, that's kind of scary. That one's really scary. And you know what? Thank God the TSA caught it.
Right.
Number 6 is a dead shark. I guess somebody went to a beach. There was a little baby shark that had died, and they thought, I'm taking this home.
Did you say baby shark?
I said dead shark, but I did say baby shark. All right. Sorry I said that. Number 5 is a homemade humidor and illegal cigars. So not only did the person get illegal cigars from wherever they went to, Cuba, whatever, but they made like a little humidor to hold them in on the plane. I guess that's not allowed.
Really? So you can't bring cigars that are illegal, I guess.
Right. And you certainly can't bring a homemade humidor, I guess, because it's, I don't know, maybe because it's...
I don't even know how you
maybe
make
the way
that.
Maybe the way it's sealed is a I don't know, for some reason. Anyway, on the list of things you can't bring on a plane is a humidor. There
right.
you go. Number 4, somebody hid weed, get this, in a bottle of shampoo. That's good. That's clever.
So they left it in the bag, I guess, rolled it up and put it in the shampoo.
That's exactly what they did.
See, and I guarantee the shampoo was too big, and that's what caught them. If it would have been the small shampoos, they probably could have got away with it.
No, well, the way they found a lot of this stuff, the way they found the cigars and the shampoo is they have the dogs, the sniffer dogs.
But can the dogs smell pot inside the shampoo?
Oh, yeah.
Can they?
Well, yeah, so dogs smell something crazy like 10,000 times more than we do. And the way they explain that is, so if let's say your wife is making soup, you're upstairs and you smell soup. The dog smells the onions, the peas, the carrots, they smell everything individually. Like that's how a dog's nose works. So they can easily smell weed hidden. In fact, you know, I was just watching one of these murder shows.
Oh, you really?
Well, I know, shock. So the woman is murdered and she's buried on this guy's property. And her house, where she lived with her dog, was across this piece of water. And the dog kept escaping and swimming across the piece of water and going to this guy's house. And they were like, why does our dog keep swimming across the water and going to your house? And then they figured out it's because her body was buried in his backyard and the dog friggin' smelled her. Smelled her!
No!
Yes!
And she had to stink by that point, too.
Isn't that amazing? Your dog knows your smell even when you're dead. That's...
Well,
scary.
You see photos all the time with dogs sitting on top of plots, cemetery plots.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Because their owner is in there and you go, well, how did the dog know? The dog can smell you.
That's right. Number 3 on the list of the TSA catches. This is great. You're going to love this. A long-barreled shotgun that somebody hid in the lining of their suitcase. That's impressive.
Wow. Well, how... Because I think you can take a gun on a suitcase, but you can't do the carry-on.
Like you can, it can go underneath, you mean?
Yeah, it can go in your carry-on bag, I think. I mean,
no, it can't go in your carry-on. It can go underneath.
I mean, go in the underneath, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this was, I guess this somebody was trying to bring this on with them, but it was, they sewed the shotgun into the lining of the suitcase. That is impressive.
Again, the x-ray machine sees all.
I know. Yeah, people are stupid. Number two on the list, a homemade, but not yet activated, bomb. But like bomb making, you know, with bomb making stuff around it. Like the person had a bomb. I don't know if they claimed they were going to put it together on the plane or not. Anyway, I'm glad TSA found this homemade, not activated bomb.
They didn't have two ingredients, so they were waiting.
Exactly. They had ordered it. They were waiting. And the number one thing, you're going to love this, number one thing that TSA has on their list of the top 10 catches, two dog handlers, you know, the sniffing dogs I just talked about, two handlers who do that got married. And they're considering that a catch. Like, he's a catch, she's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
So two of their handlers, two TSA handlers, got married this year. And they met at TSA through their dogs.
Oh, so that's what they're calling a catch.
Yep. So, yeah, that's their number one catch. So I thought that was kind of sweet.